Hello, madam. Welcome to Whispaw's Veterinary Practice. My name is Emma, and I shall be your nurse today. Have you been to us before? Okay, that's wonderful. Perhaps that was before I was here. Shall I check on your records? Okay. One moment. And could I have your name, please, madam? Right. Okay. BB. Just BB, yes? Okay. And what does the B stand for? Ah, Bridget. That's a beautiful name. Yes, it is. And you are a beautiful girl. Ah, so I can see we have your records here. Great. So your weight has been popped on your record. Right. And I can see that you're a very healthy girl. So you're just here for a checkup today, is that correct? Okay. Wonderful. Well, let me first take off your collar. That's okay. It's a very pretty collar. Is this new? It's very nice. Good choice of colour. Okay. Haven't you got such soft, lovely soft ears? Okay. So first of all, I'm just going to check down your coat. Just have a feel. Okay. Looks like you've lost a little bit of weight since your last visit. Okay, if you've been running around. Oh, that's good. Sorry, what was that? Oh, I see. Yes, I know. You are crossed with a pug. So I'm afraid you'll always have a little bit around the midriff here. But that's very nice and it suits you very well. Okay. There we are. And what's the other breed you're mixed with? Oh, a beagle. Wow. So you like to run around in the field, yelping at the birds, I assume? Right. Well, I can feel that you are quite slim. Thank you for the paw there. And you have very soft coat. I did feel a little lump just here, so let me have a look at that. Ah, yes. You've scratched yourself a little. Okay. Okay. Let me have a look underneath your stomach there. Yes, I can see that you have a little bit of dry skin just there. And a few light scratches on your underside there. Have you been running underneath fences and squeezing yourself into small spaces? Right, okay. Well, you must be very careful when you're doing that, okay? Perhaps wait for someone to open the gate or, and then you don't scratch your little belly. Okay. Right, yeah. Just put these notes down here. So, the little scratch on the back. And just one down there, okay? Could I just check actually that we have the right address for you? Could you tell me that? Ah, yes. Okay. No, that's right. It's just there was a little note on there that we weren't sure of the postcode, but okay. It's the right one. Okay. Right. So, what I'm going to do is I've made a note of the scratches there, and we shall deal with those in a moment. I'm going to just do a regular health check on the rest of your body, just to make sure everything is in tip-top condition. So I'll check your eyes and your ears and your teeth, and have a look at your paws. Check the condition of your nails there. And perhaps listen to your heart a little. You have such beautiful eyes. You do. Okay. Let's have a look at those eyes. Nice and clean. You actually look like you're wearing eyeliner. But you're not, are you?
No.
You're just really beautiful. Okay, let's just check there. There's a little bit of... discharge there from your eyes. But that's nothing. It's all gone. Okay, and have a look at your teeth there. Okay. Looks like you may have scratched yourself just there. Again, running under fences. You must be very careful. Okay. Your teeth look really great, lovely and clean. Okay, have you been chewing on anything to keep them clean? Okay, so you have some root, yes, tree root. Ah, good. Okay, that's great. Your nose. Nice and wet, so you've been drinking enough. That's really good. Would you like a little drink now? Yes, it's quite warm in our practice today. I actually have these really wonderful bottles. You may like to take one of these home with you, actually. It's very handy. You have the bottle here. And if you lift the bottle, like so, there is a tray underneath. So we push back, the water flows. Oh, yeah. You are a thirsty girl. Fantastic. That was definitely a winner, wasn't it? Okay. I shall make sure you go home with one of those. Yes? Okay. Right. So, we've checked your eyes. We've checked your teeth. Your nose is even more wet. So, you're very well hydrated now. And let's have a look inside your ears. Let's use two hands. Oh, look. Those are so lovely and clean. Very good. Oh, yes. Wonderful. Nice and clear there. Wonderful. There we are. What a healthy dog you are. Would you like a treat? Would you like a treat? I have some treats in my pocket for you. Excellent. Okay, let's now just have a quick check on your glands. See if you can feel anything there. Perhaps any inflammation or... Okay, that feels good. Do you feel any pain at all? Great. That's good news. Now, let's have a listen to your heart rate, okay? This is my stethoscope. I'm sure that you're familiar with one of these. Just going to pop this into my ears. And with this end here, I can hear very closely your heartbeat. Going to listen for any irregularities. Okay, I'll have a rough idea as well of the heart rate. Just check both sides. Listening to the lungs and the breathing as well. Wonderful. Excellent. Right. And we've seen the scratch. And scratch here. Feel down your legs. in between your toes there. This side. Okay. Your nails are in good condition. There is a little sharp edge on just one of the nails here. So, just file that for you so that you don't scratch yourself. Would you like to lie down perhaps? There we are. Okay. Right. I'll just take the sharp edge there. Sure that the edges there are nice and rounded. Good. So just checking again in between your toes, because sometimes dogs have a tendency to lick in between the toes there. So I'll do check for any redness, perhaps. Okay, that's looking good. Right. Okay. Just checking down your back there. I missed anything. Okay. Great. So, I think what we'll do now is we'll do some brushing. Just to give you a little massage while we're here. Brush off any excess hair that can come off. And then I will apply some very special homemade ointment to your little scratch just here. It's only tiny. And just to there. And then to finish, I have a specially prepared spray, which is a mixture of different essential oils. They're good for your skin, but also a repellent against any little bugs whilst you're out and about on your walks. Okay? So let's start with the brush. I have my very special doggy brush here. It has these lovely massaging tips all over the palm of the glove. Very soft. Sounds very nice. I'm sure you're enjoying that. And you're very welcome to lie down and relax while I brush your fur. So let's pop this on my hand there. And glide it down your back. Relaxing. down your side. So. This is so calming, isn't it, baby? I know. Would you like me to sing to you as well?
No.
Perhaps you'd like to turn around for me to do the other side? We offer lots of spa services in our veterinary practice because we believe that a happy dog and a calm dog is a healthy dog. So, if we look after you, treat you well, and give you lots of massage and cuddles, then you'll feel happier and your body will be healthier. That's it. A little knot there. do the back here as well. A lovely soft coat. Yeah. So I've removed quite a bit of hair there during the massage. So that will allow for a nice fresh coat and more hair to grow. Do you tend to mold quite a lot? Really nice. I bet you feel wonderful after that. Yeah. $1 million. Okay. Nice and relaxing for you. Let's just wipe away some of the loose hairs here. From around you. Okay. There we are. Right, now you make yourself comfortable. I just finish off your notes and then we will get on with your treatment for your little scratches there, just to soothe the skin. And we have your spray. Okay, so massage and yes, okay. Great. Let's apply your ointment now, okay? This here is a very special homemade ointment. I am positive from looking at your notes that you have no allergies to the ingredients. so everything will be fine for you, and it will soothe your skin and make you feel nice and calm and relaxed, okay? It will alleviate any itching you're feeling, kind of thing, okay? And just aid with the healing, accelerate the healing there. This contains some coconut oil, some chamomile, a little aloe vera, and a few other essential oils, okay? That smell okay? Good. Wonderful. So it isn't to eat, and you mustn't lick it all off. It won't harm you if you do have a little, but let's just make sure that it really works its way into your skin. Okay. And a little just there on your scratch. You have very, very delicate skin just down here, which I'm sure you have inherited from your pug side. Now you must be very, very careful. I know that you love to run, and I know that you enjoy your walks and you get a little carried away on your walks. Perhaps you're chasing a squirrel or a bird. Okay. But you must be careful when you approach a fence. And you must wait for the gate to open. Or if there's a large enough space for you, then you may run through. But you must not squeeze your body underneath. Because you will scratch your very delicate skin. Okay, so try and do this for me, and next time I come for your appointment, I would hope to see this area lovely and clear. Just want to make sure that your skin is looked after. Good girl. No licking, thank you. And also, whilst I'm here, just going to freshen up your ear area. Just very lightly, nothing. There we are. Very clean, but I just want to just go around the outside there. Okay, and dry. And a little massage whilst we're there. It's very relaxing, isn't it? Lovely. Firstly, I'd just like to show you this very useful chart we have here. Now, this is essential oils for your doggy healthcare. It's just a little bit of information, just to keep you informed on the different essential oils that are safe for you should you come across them. And just so that when I explain what is in your spray, you're aware. Okay? So here we have bergamot. It smells beautiful, quite citrusy. It's antifungal. It's very soothing. And it's good for ear infections. We have cedarwood, which is also antiseptic and tonifying. It's good for circulation. It's good for your skin and coat condition. We have chamomile, which is very soothing for your skin, as we know. We have clary sage, geranium, ginger, lavender, which is an anti-itch. So you could have some lavender in your cream as well. Marjoram, which is calming, and it's also a muscle relaxant. It's good for bacterial skin infections as well. We have neroli, peppermint, and sweet orange. Okay. So those are safe for you. But you must never ever use anise, clove leaf, or clove bud, garlic, horseradish, juniper, thyme, wintergreen, or yarrow. Okay? So stay away from those. Good girl. Okay. If you'd like a copy of this chart, you're very welcome to take it home with you, just so that you can refer to it now and then. So, here we have your very special spray. There's a little fly on there, just taking care of it for you. Okay. So, in this spray, we have some repellent for little bugs, but we also have some nice scents. Made from essential oils, very relaxing, just to give you a nice, relaxing scent as you go on your way, a little perfume there, and something soothing so that you can feel relaxed. Okay? Good. So if you'd like to stay in this direction, that would be quite good, and I'll spray you there. Licking. So we have some sweet orange in here. Sweet orange is a flea repellent, and we also have a little lavender, and there's also some bergamot. There's just a perfect mixture of a few different essential oils, all beneficial for your health. Okay. Excellent. Massage that into your fur there. Smooth it down. Perhaps I'll just brush it a little. Run it through. Okay. see. So, spray. Okay. So would you like to take some of the spray home with you as well? Mm-hmm. So if I give you some ointment, some spray. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's complimentary. No, just for you. That's fine. We're very happy to provide that for you. Okay. And that concludes our appointment for today. I'm extremely happy to report that you are very healthy. The only things I found were perfectly natural. Nothing to worry about. Your heart sounds wonderful. Your lungs healthy. You have very lovely ears, nice and clean. Your teeth are good. You're well hydrated and well fed. Lovely nails. And you're doing very, very well. Do you feel happy? Mm-hmm. You're having a nice time at home. Okay, that's good. And you're enjoying your walks. Mm-hmm. Playing with your friends. Yes. What about your relationship with the cats? Mm-hmm. Okay, it's not too bad then. That's good. Right. Well, it's been very lovely to meet you. I have enjoyed spending time with you. I shall look forward to your next visit and your next health check. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for stopping by and for attending our clinic. We're very grateful for our customers and we do aim to take care of you as best we can. Okay. Thank you so much. You're very welcome to stay here for a snooze if you like. That would be absolutely fine. Our customers, our patients are very often so relaxed after their sessions with us, even if it's just a checkup. But I know you enjoyed your massage, didn't you? Mm-hmm. So I'll just finish up your notes while you have a little rest there. Okay. Good. And just feel free to take yourself off when you're ready. Okay. Fantastic. Okay. Thank you for coming.